Hello, everyone. Welcome to episode 34 of One Worlds Collide. I am your host this week, Fish. And to my right, we got Captain Smalls in the first mate chair. Welcome, everyone.
What up, what up?
Hello, hello.
You're 2 for 2 on intros.
I know, I'm great with them.
Still shooting 100% clip, bro.
Exactly. I'm all about consistency. Very consistent. All right, so this week...
Don't make me take that 2 for 2 back.
What? Almost. All right. Before we start, you know how we start these things. We'll crack McGee. Ooh.
Bye.
Cheers, everyone. Click. Oh. Ooh.
I told you I didn't like that sour.
Oh. Holy shit.
It's very sour.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, sour beer is not my vibe, but...
Hold on, I need to take a little second guess at this one.
It kind of numbs you out a little bit, but...
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's interesting.
That's really definitely sour. A word for it.
It's really sour.
Oh, all right, moving on. Carl, what's the question of the day?
Well, let me unlock my phone. That struggled over here in this chair now, man.
Yep. Remember, always 60%.
Yeah, right. So I was actually listening to Podcast Unlocked, and they're discussing, you know, how Amazon and Google have started to enter into the gaming realm.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It kind of stemmed this question just from listening to their discussions. With these giant like companies like Amazon and Google coming into the gaming space, do you think it would be good for companies like PlayStation and Nintendo? Xbox kind of is already doing this.
Yeah.
Kind of their games on their platforms. But do you think it would be a good idea for them to start working together more when you have these kind of giants of the industry, other industries coming into the video game industry?
That's an interesting question there, to say the least. So what I'm thinking is... when you say, like, come together, do you mean, like, all these companies under, like, one umbrella? Is there, like, some company that, like, oversees all of them together? Or is it just, like, they're all just, like, in collaboration with one another?
More, like, in collaboration. So they're still all their own unique properties.
Yeah.
But, like, do you think there's a time coming where you see PlayStation titles on Xbox and vice versa? You know, like, where you can still play wherever you want, and there might still be console exclusives, but the inclusiveness of, like, first-party games kind of dissolves a little bit.
Yeah, well, that's a tough one, because right now, maybe in the future, I could see that happening, you know, like, when, you know, like, everyone has access to, like, every platform, but I'd say, like, right now, that would be a long shot, because one, Sony still kind of thrives off of those exclusivity rights for, like, their games and even shows and everything. But I would love to see it happen, because, you know, like, I love seeing, like, crossovers, even, like, you know, like, even Easter eggs in games and everything, and, you know, seeing, like, crossovers, like, in Mortal Kombat, Street Fighter, and all that stuff. Like, it would definitely be cool. Now, if they, like, make games together, that would be, you know, like, tough to do, because, you know, some IPs are different from others, and, like, they work with different engines and all that stuff. So, like, it would be a developmental nightmare, to say the least, for these companies.
Rev thinks that will never happen, but, I mean, recently you've already seen them, like, playing a little bit more nice than they have in the past. And I think... in general, Microsoft is very forward-thinking about all this, and they've already done this with putting their titles on Nintendo.
Yeah.
And I think it would be healthy for all the companies as a whole. So I really don't think it's that far-fetched. You know, like, you already see PlayStation titles are coming to PC.
Yeah, that's
like,
right.
Like, a year ago, you'd probably get the same response. No way, no fucking way ever will PlayStation titles be on PC.
Right, and now we already have, what, Horizon, the first Horizon on PC, God of War, and I'm pretty sure that, I'm guessing, like, Demon's Souls. Is Demon's Souls on PC? It has to be, right?
You know, I'm not sure, but, like, I don't think it's as far-fetched as some might think. And like I said, like Microsoft's kind of leading this initiative in a way. And like the thing is like they can all still be their own individual properties and let games be playable on other platforms. Like, I mean, look at like what Xbox is doing with some of the companies that they've already acquired. Some of the games are staying third party, right? We talked about the acquisition of Call of Duty, and Call of Duty is going to remain a third party game, which has been announced. So I don't know. I think Microsoft's heading in the right direction. They're trying to sell subscriptions more than they're trying to sell their games at this point.
It makes so much money.
And
Stupid amount of money.
right, so you just see these companies starting to adapt to the times, I think. Sony's starting to dabble with more movies and TV shows with their games. I think that'll be a big push for them. Like, that's gonna be their niche, I think.
Rep had a great comment though, because he said it's a great idea, but it would never happen because the fans wouldn't allow it. That's a pretty big point, because I feel like as us Microsoft fanboys, like we're like kind of like whatever with like the console wars. I don't really give a shit about it, but like
Console wars are dead, man. There's
yeah, it's dead, but like the only
bigger fish to fry now.
literally the only time I see console wars being brought up is from Sony fans. They're so hell-bent on talking about how great their exclusive games are and everything.
Well, that's the only thing they have to cling to
That's
anymore
what I'm.
is,
Yeah, exactly.
everybody keeps talking about how good Game Pass is. They're like, well,
We got God of War and
we have
Uncharted.
right, we have four IPs that we get one of every 5 years.
It's just like we get one really well-made game every so few many years and everything. We're just like, well, we get like 30 indie games every month and plus
Well,
all the first party games every other month.
I'll say this too. The other thing though too is like Microsoft was slacking in the past. They're no longer slacking in their first party department.
Oh, not at all.
You
No
know what I
shot.
mean?
I still think we're in like the early phases of like
We are. I
the
mean,
first
there's
party.
huge titles that we still haven't seen. We haven't seen any gameplay from Fable or Perfect Dark. Who knows what else they're working on?
Starfield.
Yeah.
Starfield, that's gonna be a huge one. That might be Game of the Year contender if Elden Ring doesn't take it.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see. But kind of going off of what I was saying about, Sony getting into different realms as far as like movie and TV. I just saw the Uncharted movie, and I was a big fan. My official score, 8.0 out of 10.
Eight.
I never played the Uncharted games, but it gave me like, so my mindset going in was like, this is giving me like Tomb Raider vibes. And I really enjoyed it. And I thought one of the things that they did was really cool with the movie. Like those cinematic parts in games where it's like, all right, like tap A, tap X, tap Y.
Oh, what is,
Where you're
dude,
like,
there's an actual term for that. I forget what it's called though.
you know what I'm talking about though. Like, for example, if you've seen the Uncharted trailer, like, you know what I'm talking about. Tom Holland's flying out of the back of the plane.
With the cargo things
Yeah,
and
and like
everything.
in the game, you can visualize what's happening in the movie. Like, all right, I'm tapping X to climb or A to climb. And they have a bunch of those moments in the movie that kind of like represent that gaming vibe, which I don't think the average audience would.
Notice.
Right, but as someone that's loves video games and played all the Tomb Raider games, it's something that I kind of keened on, I thought it was really cool that they kept that in there. And then just like the overtop action of video games, they like kept true to the movie, which I thought was really cool as well.
So, on top of that, with the Uncharted movie being released this past weekend, it had an insane opening weekend. It to my knowledge, I saw this, I think, on like Monday or Sunday night or something, but apparently it's earned over $106 million over its opening weekend, which is kind of insane to think about. And I think that's a, like a great first step for video game movies and everything. So my question is like, it's a pretty simple one, but like, is this like a dub for video game adaptations for movies?
It's a dub for Sony, and it's a dub for gamers in general that want to see more of the games they love in Hollywood, So I'm all for it. I try to see all the video game movies when they come out because I'm trying to support this cause, right? As we talked about before, we don't give a fuck about the console wars.
No,
You know what I
not at
mean?
all.
Like I said, they're dead. So, I seeing video game movies do well, I'm all about it. Like, I was really happy to see Mortal Kombat do well. That got greenlit for a second movie. BioShock just got greenlit for a movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh yeah, you didn't see that?
No, I didn't. What?
Yeah, so they're making a BioShock movie.
Oh.
And then there's rumors that Tom Holland wants to do Jack and Daxter.
Yeah, that's right. That's
We
right.
might have discussed that one, but
Probably. We talk about everything throughout the week.
I'm all about that. And then yeah, as Tink mentions, the Halo show that's coming out March 24th. Hopefully that hits too and just keeps this trend going of video game adaptations. I'm all about it.
Yeah, Sony said that like after this weekend they call it like their new hit movie franchise. So I'm guessing like they're already gonna green light, like Uncharted 2 and 3 and everything. So I would love to see that franchise just like keep going on. I still have to see the movie. I haven't had time to watch it yet, but like I'm excited to see like comes out. And plus, I love Tom Holland. Not as much as everyone else, but I don't hate the guy.
Tom Holland and Mark
Yeah,
Wahlberg.
exactly. I love Mark Wahlberg. He's so hilarious.
Their chemistry in the movie is awesome.
Oh, that's great, dear. I think my favorite Mark Wahlberg movie is From the Other Guys with Will Ferrell.
Oh, dude.
It's so good.
I like that movie, but dude, if I gotta pick like one of my favorite Mark Wahlberg movies, I gotta go to like Four Brothers
Oh.
or The Fighter. Those
Oh,
are two.
yeah.
Or even Invincible.
Oh,
You ever
shit.
see that one?
I don't think I've seen Invincible. I saw Four Brothers and The Fighter. Fighter was good.
Yeah,
I love The
so
Fighter.
Invincible, rep should know this one. It's a movie about when the Eagles went into like a lockout, and this guy that was a bartender walked down on the Eagles and like was a
Oh, okay. Yeah, I've seen that one. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
team's player for the Eagles.
That's right. Okay, I saw that movie then.
Vince Papale. Yeah,
Dude,
I love that movie too, man.
Mark Wahlberg is just an insane
He's in
actor.
some bangers, man. He's in
He's
some
in every
bangers.
movie he's in, he's a banger. I don't think I've seen one movie where I'm like, damn, why is he in this movie?
Yeah,
But I like him in The Other Guys just because he's just absolutely hilarious. Him and Will Ferrell together is
yeah.
just so fucking funny. I love it.
Dude, so my feet are freezing. I'm gonna put some socks on, but what we got next?
All right, Mom, calm down. We get it. Mark Wahlberg is hot, okay? Not as hot as Tom Holland, though, okay? Or Will Ferrell. Will Ferrell every day. Or Ryan Reynolds.
Dude, Marky Mark's looking good at 50. I think he just turned 50.
Idiot.
Yeah, he's looking
Shit.
good. If I
Okay.
look like Mark Wahlberg at 50, I'll be happy.
Have you seen his,
I'll be thrilled.
have you seen his, like, daily routine? I know we're going off on a tangent here, but I saw his like routine. He gets up at like 4 in the morning, like runs for like an hour, works out, makes breakfast, does some calls, works out again. Like he takes like 5 showers a day, and then like at like 9 o'clock he's already done like 30 things. Like he literally gets up so damn early and he goes to bed at like 8 o'clock every night. The dude's just a nutcase. Him and Dwayne The Rock Johnson, they just have, I wouldn't say extreme lifestyles, but their lifestyles are just completely different from everyone else's.
Grinders, man, grinders. I respect it.
Oh yeah, they're definitely grinders,
But yeah, we
so.
definitely gotta switch topics because we got Mama and I'm just
Yeah, we gotta calm the chat down.
starting to simp in the chat.
This next topic that I found, I originally put it as a rumor mill. But I believe it was confirmed by 2K themselves. But what I originally wrote was the rumor mill that I had was that their 2K Sports and the LEGO video game franchise were gonna collaborate together and start making LEGO sports games,
What a great move.
which I thought was absolutely insane because
Take my money.
the potential's unlimited when you put those two together. So, I mean, I think it's pretty much confirmed at this point that they're gonna start making games together. The first one's obviously gonna be like soccer, because it's like worldwide sport that everyone loves, and
Yeah.
probably followed up by football and basketball and whatever the hell else they want to do.
Listen, like I can't play Super Strikers on my Xbox, so give me Lego Soccer, I'm all about it.
Dude, I'm all about it too. I would play sports games if there were a Lego version.
Dude, so this is actually not the first time that a Lego game has been in sports form though.
Yeah.
I played a Lego Soccer game actually like on the 98 Windows computer growing up.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I probably still have it somewhere. I'd have to locate it, but yeah, man. So I'm if it's anything like that game, like I'll be really excited. And Take-Two does well with their sports games.
Yeah, right. That's
you
right.
You know, it's if EA said this, I'd be like, oh great, just another cash cow. But
exactly, another poorly made game that has microtransactions in it.
Right. So I'm pretty happy that 2K, has this license and EA doesn't.
Right.
So.
Yeah, I would love to. I can just like imagine it now, just like, you know, playing soccer. Like, I'm not a huge soccer fan, but if it's Lego soccer, I would 100% stack both teams up with Star Wars characters. 100%. Dude, seeing like Emperor Palpatine just do a bicycle kick or some shit like that. Oh my God. I would just be the happiest guy on earth.
Got like a lightning celly, like,
right? Just like lightning comes out of his kick and everything. Or you just see General Grievous just as the goalkeeper. He'd be OP as hell because he's got, what, 4-6 arms or something?
Yeah, 4 arms, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, Brian actually remembers that soccer game, bro. That shit was fire.
Dude, you know what I remember? Another tangent here. You know what I remember playing on PC back in the day? Lego Rock Raiders.
Lego? Oh, okay. I actually know what game you're talking about.
You play that? When you
remember Lego City?
I played it. I don't remember much of it, but I played the shit out of Lego Rock Raiders.
Lego
scared me.
Lego Cities was like rated E Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah. That's great, dude. Lego Rock Raiders was fun though, because like you're literally in like caves and everything. You have to like drill for resources. You had to like reinforce the walls so like rocks wouldn't crush your guys and everything. And then like every now and then, like these rock monsters would come out and start attacking your equipment and everything. Like, dude, it was so fun. I absolutely loved that thing.
You remember like any other like old ass PC games that you played growing up? Like, I'm talking like Windows 98, because that's like what I was playing on, like these old games. Like, I remember one in particular. There was a Tech Deck Dude game, which was awesome. It was a skateboarding game with all the Tech Deck dudes.
Oh shit, I remember that. Oh my God.
Yeah, that one. And then on top of that, the other one that's sticking in my head is there's a Captain Crunch game that you got in the cereal box. And there's like 3 levels to it, and dude, so good.
I never played that.
I must have beat it 100 times. I know Brian knows exactly what I'm talking about. But those two, and then I mean the obvious ones like Roller Coaster Tycoon.
Yeah, Age of Empires too. That's right.
I didn't dabble too much with Age of Empires as a child, but I love that game too.
Yeah, my my brother had it, so I played a lot of it then. Oh, M says Lego Harry Potter. I
never dabbled with that one.
I played it. I never, like, I was like a kid, so like I remember like playing it for like a week, but I never beat it.
Yeah, Rep was saying Prince of Persia, Diablo, and then the other one, like going off. Like the sports, all the like backyard sports games,
mm-hmm.
Classic.
Oh yeah, that's right.
If you gave me like a backyard sports game, like with all the games in it, and they are still in the state that they were in 98, I'd easily give you $60 for it.
Take my money now.
Go ahead,
just like the meme from Futurama with Fry, he's like holding a fistful of cash. He's like, shut up and take my money.
Yeah. Shut the fuck up.
Shut up and take my money. Command and Conquer, I never played that. I played Total War. I remember Total War. I played a lot of Warhammer games, too. Warhammer, Roller Coaster Tycoon is definitely one of them. I'm trying to think what else I played. I mean, I played, like, OG Counter-Strike, but that's not, like, Windows 9.
Yeah, I'm talking, like, yeah, old.
Yeah, I played OG Counter-Strike. I played 1.6 as well. But I was, like, still a kid. I did some of the multiplayer, but for the most part, I just played like the zombie modes and custom matches. That was super fun. I absolutely loved that.
Talking about all these old games, though, one of the things, I don't know if I'm going to start tomorrow or not, but on Thursdays, I'm going to start doing the throwback games again.
Ooh, a little throwback Thursday?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to start tomorrow or next Thursday, but we'll be doing throwback games streaming on the channel. If you guys got any suggestions, let me know. I got pretty much all my old consoles still, so open ideas.
Carl's got a backlog and a half that he has to go through, so you better write that list down.
Yeah, so many backlogs. But where I was kind of going with that one is we actually had some news for console streamers as well. I just saw it when I was showering. Right before I was showered, I was in the shower reading news, but right before I hopped in the shower, I was reading, just my Instagram feed, and Xbox just came out with an update where they had their Twitch integration back involved, like in their UI, for the first time in 5 years.
Oh, nice.
There we go.
I know there's a handful of people that stream off their Xboxes, so that's great news for you guys. So,
Yep.
really pumped for you guys, to be honest. It should increase the quality of everybody's stream just going off the Xbox, which is something that should have been reintegrated a while ago once Mixer died.
Yeah.
I understand during the time when Mixer was their platform, like they didn't want a competitor being that ease of access, right?
Right.
But yeah, I'm glad to see the Twitch integration back in the UI of the Xbox. Big
Yeah,
update, big W.
and it's just like goes along with their message, just make everything more accessible. And just that new little update that they had, that's just like another small step that they did forward. But good on them. I think we checked it out before the stream started. It's like really easy. You literally just like press the home button on your Xbox, and I think it's like under the like clip record tab, and it's just like all the way at the bottom that literally just says start streaming, and you connect your Twitch account to that tab, and then you can just straight up start streaming from there. So it's like super easy to do.
Yeah, and like I said, I just like very briefly looked at it. So I don't know like all the details and stuff, but there's supposed to be more settings to like make the overall streaming on console experience better.
Yeah,
Yeah.
this beer's not getting easier, I'll tell you what.
You might just have to chug it at this point, buddy.
I do. Who the hell? Okay, I gotta ask the chat. Do you guys like? Is this even an IPA? This
It's
is.
a sour.
What's a sour? It's just sour
Sour.
beer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you guys like sour beers? Like, I'm gonna show you it one more time. Look at this shit. This when it says sour monkey, sour tripel, it's true to its word. It's gross. I don't like it. It's really sour.
Would you say that you would fight the creator of the sour beer?
I would use a time machine and off him before he, just beat him up before he made the discovery. Because good God, why would you ever think this is good?
You could also not resort to violence and actually just, beat him in maybe Street Fighter 6 that just got announced.
Wow, that was a great one. Good transition.
Grannies.
One, you love sour, not beer. There you go. IPA's fuck. Nice.
Ryan said the sour monkey is actually lit. I disagree.
Dude, I
Lit my taste buds up with nasty.
dude, it's like eating like the green Jolly Rancher, but without like the actual sugar taste to it.
Yeah, just or no, like the Sour Patch Kids with just the shot with just the
Yeah, right? It's just like, oh God. Yeah, Brian is weird. Well, but
sour.
we already knew that.
We know this. We know this.
But then Tink also drinks Four Locos religiously, so I mean,
Yeah, I guess you don't really have room to talk, Tink. Sorry.
I don't think anyone in this chat or this room has like any normal standards. We're all just like, yeah, we like this certain type of thing.
Yeah,
Like,
we all have like our weird niches of like alcohol that we
yeah,
like.
I'm a G&T kind of guy, so Carl's a Busch Latte guy.
Yeah, I mean, I drank Canadian Mist for like 10 years, like religiously. So if you're not familiar with Canadian Mist, just your very classy plastic bottle whiskey.
Your run-of-the-mill cheap ass whiskey.
Yeah. It's good if it's in a plastic bottle. That's what they told me.
Ugh. Anytime I just like certain beers or alcohols that I just hear the name of just instantly makes my stomach hurt.
Yeah, just like it triggers a gag reflex.
I can't do it. Yeah. Moving on. Earlier this week, I think it was on Monday, Capcom had a countdown timer on their website, and it was literally like a 24, 48-hour countdown timer, so it wasn't even that long. But people were speculating that they were gonna announce like the new Resident Evil 6 game. But that didn't turn out to be. But so the countdown.
Wouldn't be Resident Evil 6, it'd be like 9 at this point, wouldn't it?
Dude, I don't know. Their numberings are weird. They got like Resident Evil Village, Resident
I
Evil.
can think of like what 6 looks like. It's purple on the cover.
Is it?
Yeah.
I don't know. I didn't really play Resident Evil games. I didn't.
The first one I actually played was 5. I know a lot of people were like, you didn't play 4? I did play 4, but I was introduced to the series on 5.
Yeah.
And then I remember 6, like the cover of it's purple, and then you had 7, which they gave you the demo when you're in the house, and then it was Village.
Oh, yeah, that's
Village was spelled with the Roman numerals VIII.
Oh, okay. Yeah, this their titlings are. I hate when companies do
I
that.
think they're on nine, but I, dude,
Whatever.
like you said, who knows? Like,
Yeah, so basically, people are speculating it was gonna be the next iteration of Resident Evil. That's not what it turned out to be. It actually turned out to be the new release, or I guess they released a teaser trailer for Street Fighter VI on their website.
so this is like cool, but like it's kind of a buzzkill, right? Like everybody knew that Street Fighter 6 was coming.
Yes and no. Me personally, I don't, like I said before, I don't play Resident Evil games, but I do watch them on Twitch. I love watching people play the game. I just don't want to spend $60 on a game like that.
Just wait a couple of months and they go on sale.
Exactly, exactly.
Voice crack.
Sorry, that was a little feedback from the
Yeah.
mic there. But I think it's pretty cool to see. The teaser trailer is kind of dope. I mean, it's a teaser, so like you don't really get much. I think it's cool because, you know, Street Fighter has been basically a staple in video game history. You know, like it was go all the way back to the arcade machine. Oh,
Yeah.
way back.
Holy shit.
You need another drink of beer there, buddy. Clear the throat.
I just gotta fucking pee already.
You want to go
Yeah, dude, you got this? I'm gonna go pee real quick. So my voice stopped cracking. I don't know if there's probably no correlation
Carlton
between
shambles right now. Oh my God, dude. Oh shit, that was funny. Oh my God. What's everyone talking about? Mom's Jägermeister? That's another beer or alcohol I can't do. Never again. I can't do tequila. Tequila's just not it. Dude, Tank, right? The struggle's real for Carl. If he just got his act together, he'd be a top 10 streamer. I'm telling you. Change my name on Xbox. Brian, are you actually gonna get a loco, Brian? I'd believe you if you would. A little bit silly. You reset yourself? You good?
Ooh, baby, we're back.
Oh my God.
Dude, I literally do this to myself every week, though. Like, I come home, I'll chug my like protein shake, and then I'll drink a beer. So I'm just like ingesting like a bunch of fluid very fast, and I try to sit here for an hour and a half and bullshit, you know, like.
Yeah, right. I always come in with an energy drink too. I feel it. I mean, bladder can only hold so much. Used to drink Locos in like 06. Yeah, right. Loco.
Those are the OG Lokis.
Ugh, dude. I mean, I'll drink one every now and then, you know, just like remind myself how much I hate drinking them.
The high school days, I remember back in high school, I used to have one of my older buddies, he'd get us a case of Milwaukee's Best Ice.
Oh.
We'd get that, and then I had some guy that would sell me moonshine.
Oh yeah, that's right.
So just, we would be drinking moonshine and Milwaukee's Best Ice in my dad's basement playing video games.
My God,
The good old days.
we had some interesting nights in your basement. One
That's
of
to say the
which
least. I mean, we can go on and on about those stories.
I was gonna say we could talk about the bucket.
Yeah, we'll save the bucket for another
We'll
time.
save the bucket for another time.
Yeah, the legend of the bucket can maintain being mysterious for the time being.
I will say one thing. I definitely threw up in your dad's basement on a couple occasions.
Dude, I threw up in my dad's basement, Game 7, Cavs Celtics in the Eastern Conference Finals.
There you go.
Remember that?
Yeah.
That was a Canadian Mist night.
Yeah, see?
You see how things come full circle here?
Always come full circle. Oh, we gotta move on. We a lot of tangents tonight as usual. Since we were speaking about fighting games, this is a you know like a nice little transition point in sports. But this question actually stemmed from Nick Merckx because he would not let this topic go for a few days when he was streaming. But he basically had a question. He's like, "What's the best part of hockey? You know, what do you think is the best part of hockey when you watch it?" You gotta say it. You know what it
Fights.
is.
I was trying to think of some smart ass thing to say.
Exactly. No, yeah. It's the fighting, right? It's the fighting. Okay. Yeah, so the best part of hockey is the fighting, right? And what basically he was saying is like, should other sports just implement the style into their games? You know, like football, baseball, shit, even soccer. I know there's some fighting in soccer, but not really.
Yeah, you got somebody headbutting or biting.
Yeah, so, like, exactly. So
headbutting or biting someone is even worse than what the NBA does, where they, like, pretend like they're going to do something.
Yeah.
Soccer, they fucking headbutt and bite. Like, are you kidding me? That's even worse.
Or they just, like, slightly kick their leg and they act like they just broke their femur or something. So, but the question is like, should all these other sports just implement fighting with, you know, like other players or other coaches instead of just like getting fined or suspended by the league or something?
Well, I mean, no league's going to allow it outside of the NHL. And I guess Brian was saying that indoor lacrosse actually allows fights as well.
Oh!
So I if I was to see this in another sport, I don't know. I think I'd actually like to see people in basketball beat the shit out of each other.
Yeah.
They're always like talking a big game and then nothing happens.
Yeah, everyone's just like, they're just talking mad shit and everyone's holding them back. Yeah, like, you won't do shit.
Yeah, yeah. And yeah, it's so stupid, dude. Like every time I see like them starting to meet up and the announcers are getting crazy, I'm like, dude, nothing's gonna happen.
Right, exactly. I'm not like talking about like these players or coaches like beating the shit out of each other where they go to the hospital, you know, like, I just want to see, like, a little blood, you know, like, maybe a black eye, you know, like a tooth falling out or something like that.
We had,
so, yeah, something like that.
A little mini scruffle in, college basketball, actually.
Really?
Yeah, Juwan Howard, he is a former NBA, professional.
Ooh.
He's now the coach of the Michigan Wolverines, and he, like, jabbed that one of the other coaches, and he's suspended for the rest of the season now.
See, that's bullshit, bro.
I mean, not really, because, like, you can't do that. Like, if you're a player, it's a little bit different, but you are the head coach. You
that's what I'm saying.
But head coaches in any sport aren't swinging, not even in hockey.
That's what I'm saying. These sports would be way more interesting to watch if you saw the coaches fight each other.
Dude, I'm...
Like, come on!
The coaches is all new realm, dude. Like,
bro, Bill Belichick, like even like Saban or somebody, just like one of those old fucks, just like throwing haymakers and just like some tooth get knocked out, you know, like a busted lip, a black eye. Everyone will be talking about it, like, shit, yeah, let's watch this game. Fish, let's watch the games after that.
Fish, I know you have a bloodlust, all right? They have the UFC for fish. That.
I'm a shark. Whenever I smell blood or see it, I go into a frenzy.
Yeah, I'm probably going to have to stop the stream and calm him down. He gets that look in his eye and I get scared.
Yeah, that's why I'm a beast at video games.
But yeah, man, I don't know. Like, I think if there was, like, fights periodically in basketball or other sports, like, I'd be fine with it. Like,
yeah. Oh, like, in hockey, their fights are pretty controlled, too. Like, it's just one-on-one. Like, they grab each other's jerseys and just, you know, start punching their head, you know? I'm not saying, you know, just like Taekwondo their ass or something, you know, like, yeah. I just want to see somebody just like smack another dude in the face, you know, just like give them a little something, settle their differences and then move on. Don't let the league be like, oh, this guy got fined $30,000 and he's suspended for 2 games. That's bullshit. Nobody wants to see that. We want to see some blood and then the differences are settled after that.
Well, even Belt saying he's like, if it came to coaches fighting and they just like hire pinch hitters to go in there and fight.
Exactly. Or do like gladiator style, you know, like I bring out my champion. Two coaches bring out their champion fighter.
Yeah.
They just go at it.
So I think a good alternative, we can meet like some happy ground here. They just need to bring back like NFL Blitz and MLB. What the hell is, MLB Slugfest. Like,
yeah.
These games where you can literally just charge the mound and beat the shit out of people.
Yeah, that was so fun.
Just bring those back. That way nobody has to get hurt IRL and I can still get, or you can still get your bloodlust.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm like the old, you know, people from Greece in the Colosseum or Rome, you know, just like whenever we see blood, everyone just goes into a frenzy. He's like, off him. And you're like the thumbs down and everything. Like, kill him. Yeah.
Yeah, well, Belt's saying not too. He's like, how about each team just hires a designated fighter?
Even better.
I mean, lightweight, the NBA had that for a while. Like, each team would have an enforcer. Like, that's the reason Kendrick Perkins was in the league so long. He's just a big-ass motherfucker.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
This guy fought my homie hard. Let me go in for, like, 2 seconds, like, knock this guy down, and then get ejected from the game and collect my paycheck.
Mm-hmm.
Kendrick Perkins made a living off of that. or a Big Baby Davis, you know, any of those like big bruiser, like post guys, you know, that like
Shaquille.
were good for a couple years, but then became enforcers. But like not really so much Shaquille, because like he was actually a good basketball
Yeah,
player.
he did it all. You know, he was a good basketball player. He's just a big man, and he started a lot of shit. And he broke a few backboards.
Yeah, that used to be like a necessity on your NBA team, though. You used to
Right.
have to have an enforcer.
Yeah. Well, that's what.
That's dissolved because the NBA is so against fighting now. So like,
Yeah.
yeah, no, I get what you're saying. I like the question.
The whole point of it is like it just like sparks controversy and interest, you know, 'cause like, you know, the teams win and lose, and that's like, you know, that's just like a dime a dozen. You know, we talk about like who wins and loses all the time, but like when you hear like, oh, so and so fought like at halftime during this game and everything, you're just like, oh shit, yeah, we got to figure out why he fight or why he fought this guy, and like we got to watch the clips and everything and replay back the game, and then you get excited for the next game after that. So it just builds hype for whoever's, you know, get into fighting and everything. That was like the whole point I was making. I think it's interesting.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. And I know we were kind of talking about basketball in this a lot. We actually did have some cool basketball news
Ooh.
over the weekend. We had the NBA All-Star game here in Cleveland.
Hell
Shout
yeah.
out the hometown.
Yes, sir.
And Jason Lloyd actually asked LeBron, you know, if he foresees like where he foresees his career. And LeBron said, and I quote, "My last year will be played with my son," James told Jason Lloyd of The Athletic. "Wherever Bronny is at, that's where I'll be. I would do whatever it takes to play with my son for 1 year. It's not about money at that point."
Wow.
So,
Very heartfelt.
yeah, I mean, he signed a $1 billion deal with Nike, so
Yeah, but
it's not about the money at that point. Yeah,
no,
okay,
yeah,
LeBron. Like,
he doesn't
shit, it's not about the money. Dude,
care.
let's not go down that route. Cause...
Yeah, right.
But I do think this is really cool that, like, we are gonna hopefully be able to see LeBron and his son playing together on a team one day, which will be awesome.
Right.
So that kind of stemmed just like some of the other like really prominent like father-son duos like in professional sports. One of the first ones that comes to mind is actually Ken Griffey Jr. and Ken Griffey Sr. I believe they played together in the 90-91 seasons at for the Seattle Mariners.
Yes, sir.
And this is actually a cool as fuck stat. They actually, I believe it was during the 91 season, they hit back-to-back home runs
In the same game?
in the same game. So like, I don't know who led it off. I don't know if it's senior or junior, but walked up, senior, home run. Junior, home run.
Wow, that's
That's gotta be like one of the coolest things ever, man. I
yeah,
can't even
right.
imagine.
That's literally like that's not even one in a million chance of that happening. That's like one in 500 million. Like that's just like impossible to do. That's an insane stat to think about. Another one I was thinking of, I know this like sort of happened, but Tiger Woods and his son's already like not like grown up, but like he's old enough to play golf, and he was actually playing with his dad during one of I wouldn't think I don't think it was like a PGA tournament. It was like, you know, like one of those golf tournaments and everything. But that's really interesting to think about.
Yeah, that's another dope father-son duo. Another that happened in the NBA was, you know, when Doc Rivers was still coaching, he got to coach his son Austin Rivers
Yes, sir.
for the Los Angeles Clippers at the time.
Yep.
I think it was right after Doc Rivers left Boston. So yeah, I mean, I can't imagine. That's like goals. Hashtag goals.
Hashtag goals. Yeah, I would love to see whenever do you know how old LeBron James' son is? He's probably old enough.
Bronny, I think he's about to graduate high school or just did.
Oh, so like
He's like he's about to be. I mean, it's only a couple years away, I believe.
You think he's gonna do exactly what LeBron did and just go straight to the NBA
You
after high
can't
school?
anymore. They're trying to switch it back where you can go straight to the NBA, but you have to play one season in the NCAA right now, which is pretty irrelevant because these guys aren't even going to class.
Right, yeah, so it doesn't really make a difference, but I
I mean,
see
if
what
you were
you
18, 19, and you were like top 10 prospect in the country, like why would you do class? I wouldn't do class.
Yeah, and these kind of go off with that. The Olympic athletes nowadays, like they're 14, 15, 16 years old. Like these Olympic athletes are insanely young. Why can't like all these other young athletes, you know, like I wouldn't say football per se, but like, you know, like NBA or something like that, Like, why can't they just go straight into, like, the professional league after high school?
Right. Well, I mean, this kind of stems another train of thought that we, I think we talked about, you know, some of these players opting out of, like, bowl games and stuff, which is another thing. I don't blame them. There's just too much money in the industry now to not do that. But back to what we were talking about, you know, the father-son duos, those are awesome. I like to see them. I think another one was, like, Don and Dave Shula. There's another really cool one.
Okay.
There's a whole list of them, but those are kind of some of the ones that pop in my head. You know, some of the very prominent ones a lot of people know about.
Oh yeah. Oh, yeah, I forgot about this. Tim. Was one season played.
Are there any NFL ones on that list?
Let's find out.
I know Dave and Don Shula is NFL.
Yeah.
NFL has got to be one of the hardest ones.
Right. Yeah, I feel like...
NBA, I mean, I feel like baseball is probably the most doable because of the longevity of the game. Like, LeBron is definitely, like, an exception. You know, player.
Yeah, we got a couple in it.
Yeah, I mean it's just a really cool thing though. But we did actually have some more NFL news, even though the NFL season's over. We continue to have news. One of the things that Goon brought up was AB's thought that he posted on social media, and I think that dude is just a basket case. And Goon actually posed the question to us: what are your thoughts on AB if he could have been the best wide receiver in NFL history if he didn't go nuts? And I there's like multiple layers to this that I don't like.
Yeah.
Because talking in what ifs is like what a Browns fan does.
Yeah, right.
So I do these what ifs all the time and people shoot them down. So I'm going to shoot that one down and just say AB had no chance because, I mean, what if Josh Gordon could stop smoking weed?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He set the NFL record for receiving yards in 14 games with Brandon Whedon. Okay.
Yeah.
So what if Josh Gordon, do you think he could have been the best wide receiver in the NFL? You know what I mean?
What if we had a staple franchise quarterback?
Or what if Kelvin Johnson didn't have so many concussions? You know, like we could play the what if game all the time.
Yeah, right.
And I understand the question because AB was an absolute animal.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? He's a great talent, but as the Cleveland Browns fan, as a Cleveland fan in general, I play the what if game way too much.
Oh, yeah.
I got to shoot that one down, Goon. No chance.
Yeah, just take it out back.
Yeah.
Shotgun to it.
This is my life.
This is my life.
I live in what ifs.
Dude, yeah, the what if game is literally never ending.
What if we could tackle a backup quarterback before he gains 15 yards? We would have been in the Super Bowl last year. Okay. You know, what if Christian Kirksey makes that tackle or whoever it was, you know?
What if the refs weren't so shit? What if the refs weren't being paid? Well,
yeah, what if Rashard Higgins scores that touchdown and doesn't get speared in the head? You know, like the Browns would have been in the Super Bowl last year, you know?
What if OBJ didn't get hurt in the Super Bowl? The game wouldn't have been as close. Like all that stuff.
What if OBJ never left Cleveland and wasn't a bitch?
Exactly, yeah. So it's just like on and on and on and on.
Yeah, I mean, there's no denying AB's talent. He, like you said, he's just a basket case.
Oh, yeah.
And his, I mean, you see it all the time. Like, I feel like more in the NFL than other sports, just wasted talent.
Yeah, I don't know. That's like, that's been like a trend usually, especially in the NFL. Like,
I think it's the violent nature of the game that these guys just grow up. All they know is
violence. Not the violence, but,
like, honestly,
violence on the football field.
Yeah, but it translates to other realms of life. I mean, Ray Rice, Joe Mixon. I mean, you can, all the people that have, like, hit women. You know, like you could just list them all.
Aaron Hernandez. He didn't hit somebody, he murdered somebody.
Yeah, you gangbanger. Like
a lot of what ifs there too. But yeah, it's just the NFL is definitely I would say the grittiest sport right now. Just I know they've gone
that hockey and
yeah.
UFC.
Right, yeah. But like for like team based games, NFL is definitely up there, especially with like player injuries. There's just like a whole lot of like stuff going on with it, especially for like players' healths and everything, and all the advancements that they had to do with like trying to keep players from not getting like brain damage from just repeatedly hitting their heads over and over and over again every single game.
I'm gonna lose my mind.
Why?
We have someone that lives in California, a Golden State Warriors fan, just asked me, what's the Super Bowl of basketball called?
Oh, my God. Mom, I'm about to ban you.
Nobody.
Timer out. Okay, time to
guys, do me a favor. Nobody answer, Mama.
Just let her stew. Let her stew for a bit.
No, Mama. Sorry.
Not gonna happen. No, we're not gonna take the bait on that one.
I'm here to learn.
All right. We got I guess we got like one last little bit of NFL news, right? Pertaining to Rodgers.
Yeah. So if you guys are familiar with Pat McAfee at all, Aaron Rodgers actually went on the pack. It's called the Bronchian. But Aaron Rodgers went on the Pat McAfee show, and everybody was expecting like an announcement as to what he's gonna be doing next season.
Yep.
And he did not give away anything, dude.
He blue balled everyone.
He loves the spotlight, man. And he's just milking it up right now, dude.
Yeah.
But yeah, blue balling everybody is exactly right. So we'll see where Aaron Rodgers goes. I know I definitely don't want to see him in the AFC North. There's been rumors about him going, you know, to the Steelers, which I would literally, I don't know what I would do. I'd probably puke, like, on spot, wherever I was.
Yeah, I really like Aaron Rodgers. I got no ill will toward him, but him going to the Steelers makes me physically ill. Just hearing the word Steelers.
Honestly, I just want him to stay out of the AFC, but the other teams I've been hearing, like, are the Broncos, potentially.
Ooh.
Goon thinks he's going to stay in Green Bay. I'm not so sure.
I mean, it would make it easy for him. He wouldn't really have to think about it. But then again, if he's being so tight-knit with his like decision, I think he's actually debating on whether or not he's going to go to another team. I feel like he is actually going to go to a different team this next season.
I think he's moving too, but we'll see.
Yeah. Another what if? Another what if?
So many what ifs today, man.
What if? It's like we're in Marvel right now. What if show?
Yeah, right. Exactly, bro. I lightweight. I was just like thinking the same thing.
As soon as we mentioned, I was just like, "Oh yeah, that's the show right there."
Yeah. So I mean, on top of like the other sports news we were covering, we had some NBA All-Star Weekend news, but most of that is actually going to be incorporated in our spreads. So we'll hop right into the spreads here.
Oh yeah.
You
got to do the spreads because I literally cannot make sense of what you wrote down. Nor can I remember what the hell we talked about last.
Yeah, I mean, my brain is very unique, dude. Like, I write notes in a very obscure way.
Carl's a very cryptic writer. He's
yeah.
He's basically writing in hieroglyphs.
I write in Captain Small's lingo. But yeah, so we had five different prop bets based on the All-Star Weekend. Goon picked all the picks last week for chat.
Oh yeah, Goon, you're gonna love this one.
Buddy, it was a rough
Buddy.
One. So the dunk contest, Obi Toppin actually won the dunk contest, so I won that one.
Shit.
Fish had Cole Anthony, and Goon had Anderson Napalm. I actually didn't watch the dunk contest, but I heard it was like one of the worst in a while.
Really? I just saw one highlight of Carl Anthony winning.
Obi Toppin won it.
Wait, I thought it was Carl Anthony. What?
Cole Anthony.
Whatever, bro. Okay. I'm not good with names. I know the faces.
Yeah. No, but yeah, Obi Toppin won it. The whole reason I picked him because he's a Dayton Flyer. So staying true to the roots. Got that one right. So Smalls is 1-0 so far. The next one was Team LeBron versus Team Durant. Team LeBron won. Fish and I got that one. Sorry, Goon, buddy. It's going to get worse.
It's not a good week for you. Spoiler alert.
The over-under on the game was 318.5 points between the two teams. I believe it came out to 323.
Wow, another close one.
So I was the only one that had the over on that. Myles Garrett dunks. This one, dude, Vegas should sign me, bro. This was just one that I made up. I was like, over-under, three Myles Garrett dunks. He had three exactly. So that was just a wash. We just called a wash for that one.
Yeah.
And then the last one, the three-point contest. Fish had CJ McCollum and Trey Young. I had Patty Mills and CJ McCollum. And then Goon had Trey Young as well as Anthony. Wait.
So you got it right then.
I gotta actually scroll back. Goon, you might actually get this one.
Oh wow! Hold on.
I don't know if it's the same Anderson though.
He said, he just said Anthony, right?
Anthony. That's only Anthony.
Yeah. So yeah, you got it right.
Goon, you actually got the 3-point contest right.
Wow.
My bad, dude. I actually, when I was doing the edit, I messed that up.
So
that's not good actually, because now you guys will see why that's not good. So
1-3.
Yeah, so Fish went 1-3 in the week. Goon went 1-3, and then I actually went 3-1. So now between Fish, Chad, and I, we're all tied at 6-8.
Oh my god.
This is the last week of February, obviously, that we're gonna be doing the podcast. So this week we'll decide
who wins.
Yeah, who wins. And Chad, if you guys win, we get punished.
Yeah, we get punished.
So,
oh my god.
This is coming down to the wire.
I'm sweating right now. Damn.
I thought we had a game up. Now I'm really nervous.
How did we miss that? Dude, we literally thought you went like 0-4 this week for the spreads. So we were just like, oh, easy dub. We just got to get a couple right and then we're good for the rest of the week. But now it's down to the wire.
Yeah, now I'm salty because now we're all tied at 6-8. That's tough.
It's literally all even right now. We're all 6-8. Holy crap. That's crazy.
So we'll get into the picks for this week. This is going to decide whether or not Fish and I get punished. So the first one we have is actually a Valorant matchup. It's Fun Plus Phoenix versus LDN/UTD. I don't know what that stands for. But two good teams in Valorant are playing each other, with the favorite being Fun Plus Phoenix. So let's get our contestant in for this week. If you want to go ahead and hit, I think it's I Spread or I Bet as a command in there, Fish, and it should start. Yeah.
Spread or what?
It's either spread or bet, one of the two. But then if you guys want a chance to punish Fish and I, is currently tied, this would be your time to get in, guys.
Everyone, what do they have to type in?
I join. Exclamation point join.
Yeah, everyone type in exclamation point I join if you want to be this week's spread guesser. We got to change it to more than 30 seconds.
I know. I got to manipulate it. Yeah.
We could probably do it twice and do like a minute or something. But yeah, 30 seconds is definitely tough. We got Tank again. We got Goon. We got Rep.
All right, Goon.
Goon again. Oh, God. Here we go.
All right. To start, we have the two teams that are playing Valorant. Should we run one more just in case people didn't get in?
Yeah, let's do it again. We definitely need to.
We're going to do one more, guys. And then whoever wins this one, I'll pick a number 1-10. And in between Goon and whoever wins this one will be our contestant this week.
Yeah, do exclamation point I join. You have about 30 seconds to do it. 15 seconds. Yeah, there we go. We got Napalm in there now, too.
I just went out, right? I love that attitude. How you doing?
I don't know. We were thinking that you did a pretty piss poor job last week, but it was actually pretty good. I didn't even do that good.
All right, Emily and Goon, pick a number 1-10. I have the number behind my back. I'm gonna show Fish.
I think I know. Wait. Okay, I got it. I think. Yeah.
All right. I showed Fish the number.
Is this what it was? Yeah. Okay. Well, you can just tell him. I don't even know why we're doing this.
Okay. Well, it was 9 exactly. So we're going to go up against them.
Ah, tough luck. Good. It was 9. I was trying to figure out because Carl like had his hands together like this or something. I was like, what the hell does this mean? It was 9.
Hey, Goon, next time we're not going to. No participation trophies for M. So next week you won't have to worry about that. yeah. So for the first one, LDN/UDT, whatever the hell that stands for, versus Fun Plus Phoenix and Valorant. Fun Plus Phoenix is the favorite. I'm gonna take Fun Plus Phoenix because they have a fun name.
Wait. Where's the? Oh, okay. Here's the spread. So you're taking Phoenix. You said Phoenix was favored for this?
Phoenix is favored, but not by a lot. It's pretty even spread. It's minus 152, which is pretty close
I haven't heard of any of these teams' names. This must be like, I wouldn't say like minor league, but like pretty early on in the times or something.
You know, I'm not
So
sure.
I'm just gonna go UTD, you know,
Okay.
just to spice it up a bit.
And then, Em, who are you taking? We got some pretty obscure ones this week. The first couple, at least.
Yeah, Spartan. It's their team name is LDN UTD. I swear to God, I've never even heard of that team before. I know of like, I mean, obviously like all the big teams and everything, but I've never heard of them. So, M, who are you taking? You are
Just
you?
taking fun.
Oh, fun?
Yeah.
Okay, fun. So, yeah.
The next one we have the England Super League for rugby, Castleford versus Hull Kingston Rovers. The Hull Kingston Rovers are favored by minus 137, which again is not a very big spread at all. I'm gonna take Castleford because I like their name better.
All Kingston Rovers. I'm gonna go Rovers. So
Rovers.
Rovers for me, and then you're going Castleford.
Yeah, I'm gonna go Castleford.
UTI, what the hell? UTD, okay? UTD. LDN UTD.
Hey, Range Broom. No, cricket, not cricket. We got rugby for this one, actually.
I'm going with the first one, so you're going Castleford too. All right. Yeah, I don't know anything about them, so.
Next one, we have the Hawks versus the Bulls playing at 8 p.m. tomorrow. The Bulls are favored minus 170. I'm gonna take the Bulls on this one.
I'm probably gonna take the Bulls as well too. Yeah, no, I'm going Bulls.
Going the Bulls.
Yep.
Yeah, I think coming out of the All-Star break, they're gonna give it to the Hawks, but I guess we'll see.
Yeah. Who are you going with? Are you going with the Hawks or
Going Bulls
Bulls?
too. We got a clean sweep of Bulls.
Oh, full sweep.
Range Broom, yeah, that was the NBA. We do all kinds of different sports for the spreads here. We started with Valorant, actually, some esports. Then we did rugby, NBA. Now we're on to the NCAA basketball. We have LSU versus Kentucky. Kentucky is currently ranked at number 6. The spread on this game is minus 7.5 points, so Kentucky is favored by 7.5. I'm gonna go with Kentucky. I'm taking the favorite on this one.
I was thinking Kentucky too.
That's fine.
I don't like LSU, that's
If we get punished, we're gonna be getting punished together at this
oh,
point, you know what I mean?
you're right.
So.
I can't think strategically for this because I don't know how to go about this. What? I'm just gonna go Kentucky. Screw it. We're doing it.
Are you taking Kentucky or LSU?
Can't type. Dude, your keyboard feels weird. Like,
Oh, I love my keyboard,
I
dude.
like it.
Mechanical keyboard?
Yeah,
Oh,
no,
yeah.
I like the responsiveness with it, but my
And he's
fingers.
taking Kentucky too, so we
Another
might.
full sweep.
Yeah, that's fine. I mean, we're agreeing on two. That means the other ones, the fucking Valorant and rugby, are gonna be the
Yeah,
deciders.
right? Those are gonna be the wild cards.
Okay, and the last one is Napoli versus Barcelona. And the line for that one was pretty much like dead even. Barcelona's kind of having an off year this year, like almost like a rebuild.
That's
So
sad because are we gonna be the same one again?
I'm gonna take Napoli.
Yeah.
You taking Napoli? I'll take Barcelona then.
Okay, I was gonna do Napoli. Oh, Reptile says Barcelona. Shit.
Can't wishy-wash.
What do you mean I can't wish you wash?
Were you gonna wishy-wash at Barcelona now?
I didn't write anything down. It's not set in stone.
Okay, if you and M take Barcelona, I'll take Napoli.
No, you already said Barcelona.
Oh my God, dude.
Second one for M. So M's going Barcelona. I don't know soccer, bro, or football, whatever you fucking call it.
I don't know it either.
Rep, help me out here. I'm gonna ask the
You already
help from
said
chat.
Barcelona.
So, rep, do you really think Barcelona's gonna
You
win?
said 100% Barcelona. What do you mean?
100%? Okay, I'm gonna go Barcelona then. I'm gonna trust you on this one, rep.
Napoli? Napoli?
You're going to Napoli?
Yeah, give me that.
It's called Napoli, right? Not Napoli. Wait, not yeah, Napoli.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, dumb Americans. All right.
Strange Broom, we'll have to get a cricket match in here for the next week's picks.
All right, so I'm going to reiterate the spreads. For Valorant this week, we have LDN UTD, whatever the hell that means, versus Fun plus Phoenix. I went with UTD. Carl and M went with Phoenix. For rugby, we got Castleford versus Kingston. I went Castleford. Carl, we all want Castleford, actually. And then for the Hawks versus Bull game tomorrow, we all went Bulls. And then we got LSU versus Kentucky, and that's 23rd, right? So tomorrow.
23rd's today.
Oh, today. So, like, literally in half an hour.
Yeah, so if anybody's into, like, watching these, that game will be on tonight.
Yeah, so 9 p.m., I guess, EST, LSU versus Kentucky. We all went Kentucky for that one. And then for the last one, we got Napoli versus Barcelona. Me and M went Barcelona, and Snarl went Napoli. So there you go.
There you go. So next week, we'll figure out who's getting punished, if anybody.
Oh, yeah. Could you imagine if it was a wash? What happens if it's a wash?
I think if it's a wash, we just double down on the punishment for next month and keep going.
That's brutal.
Guys, we also need some ideas for what the punishment should be. If you guys want to go ahead and give us some ideas there. Yeah, Range Room, I see that. We'll, like I said, we'll have to get a cricket sports bet in for next week.
Yeah, that's good. Next week is going to be another fresh spread for the month. We do this month to month. If chat wins, Carl and I have to do a punishment. If we win, then I guess you just have to sub to the channel then. I think that's how it works.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, you want to do the outro? Because I suck at them.
Oh, yeah, I got it.
I'm still getting used to it.
Guys, YouTube page going up this week. We had our first short posted today. We've been updating the episodes on the page as well as the backlog of our entire episode catalog.
Yep.
It'll be posted tomorrow. If you guys want to do us a big favor, go ahead and just subscribe to the YouTube page. It's free. Be very much appreciated as well.
Set those alerts too.
Set the alerts.
Notifications when our podcast goes up for the week.
Smash the bell.
Yeah, smash the bell. Carl, what day do we do a premiere on our podcast?
So all the backlog will be going up on tomorrow at noon, and then the new episode will be going up on Friday. So the setup going forward, guys, is going to be shorts on Tuesdays and Thursdays. We'll be recording the episode live on Wednesdays, and then that week's episode will go live on YouTube on Fridays.
Yes, sir.
And that will be sprinkling in some other content in there as well.
Yeah, a little nice little sugar plums every now and then.
If you're not a YouTube guy or gal, you can always find the audio versions on Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts. But that'll do it for episode 34, guys. As always, very much appreciate you guys being here chatting with us.
Thank you all for joining.
Yeah.
And we'll catch you next week.
Episode 34, guys.
Peace.